was this man? What was he?
Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling.
Looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday, live from the beach, forced to spend a week with his in-laws, whiny and cheap. Join Walter Sterling. Rarely any progress.
Hello again. Sterling on Sunday weather. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby with the only weather on the radio on a Sunday night. And we greet you tonight from the beautiful mountains of Western North Carolina. Great day here today and tomorrow. We get to spend the first of several days working with brilliant young broadcasters who are working on their seals to be meteorologists. Tomorrow it's storytelling to communicate better. How about that? Very honored to be part of the program. Three of our storylines this week, dealing one with heat, more heat warnings in the southern plains headed eastward. The bigger story may be those passing storms off the northern plains into the Great Lakes. Dangerous conditions near hurricane force winds this morning in Chicago. And a new front will track into the southern Great Lakes on Wednesday and eventually moving southward to Dixie. And wildfires are still a problem. Maybe not as sexy right now, but a big problem in Alaska and growing concerns for the lower 48, especially Texas. We'll let you know how our students do. In the meantime, what about your forecast? And a check on the tropics, that's next. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 past the hour, all night, on Sterling on Sunday.
The weather, John. Just do the weather. I don't need a travelogue from you, John. I have enough problems. I don't need you telling me that you're teaching kids we'll never meet or care about. Just give us the weather. Tell us the weather. He has more reports tonight. He comes on at 36 past the hour, 06 past the hour, while other hosts are saying things like, well, you know, the Democrats. We have actual live weather from a real meteorologist. But geez, John. Now, unlike real hosts, I don't listen to all this stuff before it goes on the air. I don't know. Am I going to have to start to do that? All right. This is the Blackfish edition of Sterling on Sunday. Sterling on Sunday, the Blackfish edition. That means that I'm on vacation. I'm in a beach house. I'm on a beach house in the Outer Banks of North Carolina in a town humorously called Duck. Which means if you're an African American, you're walking down the street, duck, because there could be random bullets at you at any time. I've seen no African American visitors here. Perhaps that's just my perception. You know, I have perception issues. But, oh my gosh, this is beyond, this is like if you took Vineyard Vines, you know, the clothing store, and you took all the people who shop Vineyard Vines and buy Vineyard Vines, who think that's cutting edge, and then the people who shop Brooks Brothers who think that's normal. You put them all in one spot. That's Duck and Corolla, North Carolina. I'm Walter M. Sterling. I am live from the beach. And the beach and the vacation at the beach is very much a married woman's creation. Single guys don't go to beach resort towns alone. Single guys don't go to Duck or Corolla. I gotta go to Duck or Corolla or to Point Reyes in California or to South Padre Island. Well, maybe South Padre Island or Fort Lauderdale. They're not gonna go alone. You're not gonna go alone to these places. It's creepy. You can't do that. It's a woman's construct. And therefore, I'm sitting here thinking, you know, I wonder if there are any other guys, like, you know, married guys at the Outer Banks of North Carolina. Maybe we could get together. Maybe we could get together, and I have an idea, and I'll tell you about that in seconds. But I was in a supermarket today, and I noticed, and I enjoy going to the supermarket because I go to the supermarket alone. That is the only correct way to go food shopping, is alone. And I see these men who've been married 10, 20, 30 years over and over again. And there they are walking down the aisle. And there they are with when they walk down the aisle, they didn't think it would mean a lifetime of the grocery store aisle, but there it is. They're walking down the aisle, and woman after woman is telling them, we don't need that. Oh, we have that at home. We have that in a different size. We have that in a different size. That's always one of my favorite. We have it in a different size. And then they get up to the deli counter. Why don't we get a pound of turkey? No, let's get a pound. We'll get a full pound. Martha's coming over later. And you're standing there going, half a pound will do. No, you know, get a full pound. I see these people, these married couples, arguing in the shopping aisle, and three or four times today, I looked at the guy. I looked at the guy, and I looked at him, and I just at the right moment, I'd wait, because I'm a professional broadcaster. I know when to say things. I know when to hit the pause. I know when to emphasize. I know when to turn up the compression. I do Charlie Van Dyke. And I look at the guy, and I go, always shop alone. And when I say that to a man, and I look at him, he's either with 10 kids or with his wife of 400 years, I look at him, I go, always shop alone. They usually laugh at me, go, hey, you got that right. Or they point at me and go, hey, you got that right. Today, I picked the wrong guy. And he looked at me, and he gave me a dirty look, and he was having none of it. This was a guy who had had too much today. He didn't need some random creepy guy saying, hey, always shop alone. No, he was having none of it. He was ready to kill me, this guy. All of a sudden, I thought he was 5'11". Now I'm looking at him. Looks like he's 6'5". Looks like he eats weights. He doesn't lift them. He eats weights for fun. That's what he looked like. This guy was going to kill me. You know, and he looked at me finally. He says, this is how you get 40 years, buddy. I'm thinking, yeah, 40 years in your prison. I don't want 40 years in your prison. But he's looking at me like, this is how you get 40 years. That was a mistake. But I'm right. Shop alone. Do not go food shopping with your partner. Didn't that used to be called a wife or a husband? Now it's a partner. Partner used to be in a law firm. Now everybody's your partner. By the way, I found out the real reason so many businesses are very happy to embrace a all-gender bathroom system, all-gender public bathrooms. I found out the reason for this, and I'll share that with you coming up in seconds. But the fact is that you and I are very happy with very few things. All it takes for me to be happy, no, really, all it takes for me to be happy is 50 degrees air conditioning, a decent color TV. It doesn't have to be a great thing. I don't have to get one of those gigundo 400 square inches. I don't need that. You know, measured diagonally, it's 800. No, I don't need that. All I need, listen to me. This is true of men. All I need is Dunkin' Donuts coffee, not a sponsored announcement. Attention, Cumulus lawyers, not a sponsored announcement. All I need is Dunkin' Donuts coffee, a copy of the New York Post or the Daily Mail from England, which is really in America. A copy of the Daily Mail, Dunkin' Donuts coffee, and a TV remote. That's it. That's all I need. You put me in that comfortable chair, you don't disturb me for the next 10 years, and I will be in heaven. Every step away from that chair is a step further into hell. Every step I move from that chair is a step further into hell. And now I had to drive 400 hours to get to Hades. I had to drive 400 hours to sit at a beach house on a beach that I don't like because it's too humid and too buggy, unlike the beaches I grew up at the Jersey Shore. Surrounded by in-laws, everybody has the same title, in-law. Brother-in-law, sister-in-law, mother-in-law, father-in-law, great-grandfather-in-law, distant relative-in-law. Everybody has a relative-in-law, and they all come equipped with the same thing. Ready? A transcribing machine. They all come equipped with transcribers, and every single thing I say or do is transcribed and will be read back to me by the court reporter, otherwise known as my wife. The slightest things make us happy, and the slightest things can screw up a vacation. I'd like to know about your trouble on vacation this year at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Perhaps it was the middle seat. You know, trouble in the middle seat. But no matter what it is, we invest so much emotionally and financially in our vacations that the slightest thing can mess it up. Yet day-to-day life is easy to make happy. The New York Post or the Daily Mail, cup of Dunkin' Donuts coffee, and a television set in 50 degrees in the house. That's all it takes for me. That's all it takes. I want to know about the troubles you've had on vacation. Troubles on your vacation. 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. Look at that. It's 16 past the hour, and this is Sterling on Sunday. I love for hims.com/Walter. FORHIMS.com/Walter. Because For Hims saves you the embarrassment of having to show a boner medicine prescription to your pharmacist, the attractive Michelle. You love going to see Michelle at the pharmacy. If you had to hand her a prescription for boner medicine, it would be over. You've hidden the fact that you're married from Michelle for months now. Finally, you can go to FORHIMS.com/Walter and get medicine to get a boner on demand. You know, like movies on demand, porn on demand. Now you can get a boner on demand with a medicine from a doctor. Real medicine for a real medical condition. Get a boner whenever you want. Get the information. Get all the facts. Go to FORHIMS.com/Walter. Oh, how much does it cost? It's free. Find out about the offer. FORHIMS.com/Walter.
Sterling on Sunday, live from the beach. Forced to spend a week with his in-laws. Whiny and cheap. Join Walter Sterling. Rarely any progress.
Hi, this is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. She too. Katy Perry. The convent stealer. Sexual harassment. The Holy Grail. Oak Island. Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
Coming up on Florida Stories, you'll be happy to hear that this week we don't have one story about incest. That's about all I can promise you, though. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on Florida Stories.
Do you know what to look for in the sky with threatening weather? There's more to come this week with rain cooling and more dangerous heat. We always need to stay weather alert. Meteorologist John Weatherby with details on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Gary Arnell. What is the absolute worst thing that you can discover in a restaurant or a diner? Well, I have been discovering this worst thing for the past couple of months, and I find it reprehensible and inexcusable. I'll tell you what it is coming up later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. John, listening on WPHD in Philadelphia, welcome to the Giant Show, an actual fastest-growing network radio show in America. Hello, John. Hi, John.
Hi, Walter. How are you tonight?
Well, I'm excited to talk to you.
Riding down. What? What did you say?
Hi. No, I said hi.
Yeah, hi. Yeah, you're talking about going down the shore, and I was just dawned on me recently. Why is it that I have never seen a woman gas station pumper in New Jersey, and I constantly see women pumping gas on their own all the time? Is it too below women to be gas station attendants in New Jersey? Has there been a survey?
Well,
done?
John.
Oh, is it just too below
John,
women of New Jersey to be pumping gas? You know, is it? Jeez. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You're done with your show?
It's your show. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Thank you. All right. Well, if you can guess the mystery voice, John, you can win a prize announcement. Are you ready to guess the mystery voice?
Yes.
I did the research. This is the safest reef in the world. There's literally no reason to be afraid. Trust me.
John, who do you think that is?
Hillary Clinton.
Why would people guess that? You know, it's the weirdest thing. I'm eating chicken right now. Why is it that whenever I play a woman, they guess, and they don't know, they guess a political figure? Have I ever discussed politics on this national giant radio show? Ever? No. Why would I waste all of these great radio stations, all these amazing signals and frequencies, to chew chicken on the air? Sorry. And to
Talk about politics. Who the hell would waste? Who the hell would waste an FCC license to 24 hours a day talking about politics? It makes no sense to me. Let's talk about the things that you and I actually worry about, which is what has ruined your vacation this year? What has screwed up your vacation this year? I'm at a beautiful place. I'm at Duck, North Carolina, in a beautiful house, an overbuilt house from the 70s. Gorgeous, right? But then I'm surrounded by all these people who have the job title of in-law. Now, you might say, well, why do you hate your in-laws? Why don't you get along with your in-laws? The answer is, I do get along with my in-laws, but it is told to me by my court reporter, my wife, that I do things that mean I don't get along with them. Yet I have no evidence for this. I don't understand what the hell they're talking about. I barely speak. I barely speak when I'm around them. Just to avoid the transcript being read back to me for the next 1,800 years. Jim in Maryland, welcome to Sterling on Sunday, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. Good evening, Mr. Jim.
Dr. Drew and Dr. Demento, I don't know.
I'd like their money. Could I get their money?
Well, I don't know, but... the wheel spinners, Local 57 of Jersey, got a problem with you using their wheel spin last week.
I got the cease and desist from the union.
Okay, that's a good thing. And now, can we talk about my boner?
Can we talk about your boner? Is it something you want to talk about or something you want to enjoy?
Yes. No, I don't enjoy it. I have Peyronie's disease.
888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. I have Peyronie's disease, except that I'm trying to lose weight. Linda in Virginia, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Linda.
Hi. How are you this evening?
Linda, excited to be talking to you. Which station do you listen on? Which station are you listening on?
WMAL.
A giant FM station in Washington, D.C., run by the brilliant Bill Hess, who will return my call one day. One day, Bill Hess will return my call. I swear to God. Yes, go ahead, Linda.
What ruined my vacation this past May was monster
yes.
trucks. I had no idea it was
How?
Monster truck week when we booked our vacation. We were oceanfront. I should have been able to
where,
look out.
Where was this? Where was this?
Beach.
Uh-huh.
I should have been able to look out, sit on my desk, look at the ocean. No. Loud monster trucks. I was, should have been able to walk out of that hotel straight across the sand into the ocean. No. I had to go nearly 10 blocks to go around their stuff. Just to get into the ocean.
Now, they go on the beach?
Yes, they were on the sand. They had built up the
sand. Oh, my God.
So they could jump. They were not just all up and down the boardwalk, but they were, you know, going in the sand, too, and performing in the sand.
Performing? How do they perform?
Yes. They just go really fast, and they have bounds of sand that they jump.
That's unbelievable. Well, you've definitely deserved a chance to win a prize announcement. Are you ready? Would you like to guess the mystery voice, Linda?
Sure.
I did the research. This is the safest reef in the world. There's literally no reason to be afraid. Trust me.
All right, Linda, who do you think that is?
Sterling on Sunday, live from the beach. Forced to spend a week with his in-laws, whiny and cheap. Join Walter Sterling. Rarely any progress.
Sterling on Sunday weather. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. A new tropical circulation that started in the Northeast Gulf, crossed Florida, now racing up the Southeast Coast, only has a 10% chance to develop, but flooding rains for coastal Georgia, Charleston, Grand Strand, and today over the Outer Banks. I hope we all now recognize the threat of flooding rains from tropical systems, no matter what size. Eastern Pacific, one wave, 60% chance of development, hundreds of miles west of Mexico, a much stronger wave behind that headed northwest, several hundred miles west of Guatemala. National Hurricane Center thinks this has a 90% chance of development in the next 5 days, with heavy rain and gusty winds along the Central American and Mexican coast late week. We may get a couple of names this week in the Pacific. Your forecast for tomorrow is hot and humid. 90s and 100s for the southern two-thirds of the country. Only rain from St. Louis up to New England. More locally heavy rainfall along the Gulf Coast, including Florida. Next front pushes south out of Canada Wednesday, and the west just bakes. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 past the hour. All night on Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories. Oh, thank you. Okay, for our first Florida story, I just want to touch on this whole Jeffrey Epstein thing, and not necessarily the conspiracy theory angle of this, but a lot of weird stuff happened up in New York, and a lot of weird stuff happened over in his private island in the Caribbean with the weird dome temple and everything. But Florida has their nasty little fingerprints on this, and that goes back to the charges he pled guilty to, that deal he got. That was in Florida back in 2008. And at the Palm Beach County Jail, he had some interesting purchases on his ledger that included some size 5 women's panties. Now, why would he need that? Of course he can't fit into them. But the thought process is that perhaps he needed that on his inventory to explain why he had some. But what he actually had was he bribed some guys to go get him some panties from the laundry of the women's jail, which women were in the same facility he was in, and they got him the panties that way. Super gross. But in this whole nasty, perverted mess, Florida has its say.
Wait, Hold my beer.
What? For our next Florida story, we're going to go see how our neighbors in Parkland are doing. Well, they had a scare because there was a guy in his backyard in Parkland, and lo and behold, a panther jumps over the fence, and I mean a fully grown 60-pound lion. So he runs inside, slides the patio door shut, calls the cops, scares the panther off. It runs into someone else's backyard. So the cops show up and they're like, I'm sorry, I don't have any panther training. Thank you very much. So the wildlife guy comes out there and some hoss jumps into a backyard with a tranquilizer gun, takes it down, and when it falls asleep, now they have to find the guy who owns it. It's not a wild panther. It's well fed and groomed and clean and all that. So they know it's a private panther. Turns out it belongs to a guy named Tyrone Spong. And he has an interesting job title. I've never heard of this one before. He is the World Boxing Organization Latino Heavyweight Champion. Yeah, he's the boxing champion, just the Latinos. I didn't know that was a thing. Good job, Florida. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we have Okaloosa County. It's unincorporated Okaloosa County. So that tells me it's probably like right outside of Fort Walton, Destin somewhere. And a 20-year-old Florida man has had a strained relationship with his girlfriend lately. He thinks that she's been seeing another guy. She's not answering his calls. He's getting super jealous. Finally, she answers his call, and he's like, I need to talk to you now. Come by my work now. She's like, I don't think this is a good time. He goes, no, now's it. Now. Come by now. So fine. She comes by, and she's driving some other dude's car. Turns out he works at an excavating company. He goes and gets one of those giant front-end loaders, fills it with dirt, and then drives up to the car, and she's saying, no, don't dump it. And he's like, get out the way, or I'm going to dump it on you, too. So she gets out the way. He dumps all this dirt on the car. The driver's side window is down, so it kind of wrecks the car. He gets arrested for the destruction of property. I always love these stories. You had to dump dirt on the car. You could have just broke up with her. Stay tuned. Today's second installment of Florida Stories is right around the corner. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter @JamesParkerShow. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
A private panther? Is that what he said, a private panther?
And this is for Sunday afternoon service when I was in Tampa the last time. It is something fantastic what God did. I want you to call a neighbor and tell them about it. It's some crusade service.
888-688-WALT. What ruined your vacation? We invest so much in these vacations, both in terms of time and money, that the slightest thing, the middle seat, the 2-hour delay, the flat tire can ruin the whole week because we invest so much in it. Yet all year we're perfectly happy. I'm perfectly happy just to sit in a 50-degree room, watch TV, the History Channel, watch Fox and Friends, which tells me that everything's fine no matter what. Don't worry, don't pay no attention to the crazy man. Everything's fine. Heidi in Maryland, listening on WMAL. Hi, Heidi. What ruined your vacation? Hi.
Well, what ruined my vacation is I had to work on my vacation.
and you didn't take a vacation.
Well, I was able to visit my family in California during
that's no vacation. Visiting your family is a nightmare. It's a nightmare. Visiting your family is a nightmare. Was that a nightmare for you?
No, not at all.
Horrible.
No, it was nice seeing my family. But so working as a contractor for a staffing agency, unfortunately, you know, there's no vacation accrual time. So I had to work.
Heidi,
so just
40%.
Put it out there for everyone that actually were able to take vacations. Please, please appreciate your vacations.
40% of Americans do not take a vacation at all. 40%. And the major reason they don't take...
Do not or cannot.
Exactly. They cannot. Mm-hmm. They can't afford
right.
it. Exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to guess the mystery voice now, Heidi?
I would. Yes.
I did the research. This is the safest reef in the world. There's literally no reason to be afraid. Trust me.
Who do you think that is, Heidi?
I'm going to guess Reese Witherspoon.
That's a good guess. Finally, somebody from this century. I appreciate it. That's not the answer, but I appreciate the call. And thanks for listening to Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. What ruined your vacation? Chris, listening on WSB to Sterling on Sunday. Yes. Do you understand what that means? WSB. So right now on the skip wave, you can hear WBT in Charlotte, which means WBT should be taking the show. So we don't have to have this big stretch between Washington and Atlanta. Hi, Chris.
How's it going, Mrs. Sterling?
Okay.
Man, I gotta say, I don't know how I've lived in Georgia so long and never heard your show. But I was making my long, miserable drive back from Florida. I travel for a living and drive a lot. And, man, I come across your show, man. You have me cracking up. You have me laughing. It takes a lot to make me laugh. But you eating chicken and then, you know, some of the calls that were coming in were funny. I got to be honest about it. But about your segment, though, you know, what ruined my vacation was, so my boss and I, we decided that, you know, we're going to take our families out and we're going to take a flight from here to Montana and try to enjoy, you know, God's country and the beautiful outdoors. But we get to the airport, and he's telling me, he's like, hey, man, I've got to use the bathroom. And I'm going to leave the airport anonymous, of course. But so we're standing in line, and he manages to – can I say shart on the air?
Can you say what?
The word shart, where, you know, you kind of done both as he was trying to let one out.
Fart,
and,
yeah.
And, like – okay,
yeah.
All right, so he sharted.
I encourage that. I say boner, you can say fart.
All right, well, thank you, man, because the boner thing had me cracking up too, man. You just kind of ignored that. That was awesome. But yeah, so he sharts in the airport, man, and we're standing there in line, and, you know, I smell it. Yeah, we're looking around, and this long story short, he leaves a turd in the airport floor, and we're, like, so embarrassed about it, you know, we had to back away because they bring the cones out. And that pretty much ruined my vacation. We missed our flight because of that. Too many cones, and the smell was horrid, and, you know, the embarrassment was it was just awful.
Would you like to guess the mystery voice for a prize announcement?
Man, I really would, but I got to tell you now, I have no clue who this lady is.
Well, then listen.
I did the research. This is the safest reef in the world. There's literally no reason to be afraid. Trust me.
All right, who do you think that is?
Man, she's... Or talking about a reef, and I know it's not a political figure. I don't think it's a celebrity, but it's someone high enough to get their opinion heard, you know?
All right, I look forward to hearing your show. 888-688-WALT. Look at those phone lines, Matt. 888-688-WALT. You and I are talking about what has ruined our vacation. You may say, why do you have a problem with your in-laws? Well, I will tell you why coming up in just seconds. All right, what is it? It's 44 past the hour, and this is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, live from the beach. Forced to spend a week with his in-laws. Whiny and cheap. Join Walter Sterling. Rarely any progress.
Hi, this is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. She too. Katy Perry. The convent stealer. Sexual harassment. The Holy Grail, Oak Island, later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
If someone in Florida ruins their Wednesday night in a Walmart, you know you'll hear about it here. I'm James Parker for Sterling on Sundays. That's coming up on part two of Florida Stories.
Do you know what to look for in the sky with threatening weather? There's more to come this week with rain cooling and more dangerous heat. We always need to stay weather alert. Meteorologist John Weatherby with details on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Gary O'Neill. What is the absolute worst thing that you can discover in a restaurant or a diner? Well, I have been discovering this worst thing for the past couple of months, and I find it reprehensible and inexcusable. I'll tell you what it is coming up later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
I'm exhausted listening to the promos. It's just exhausting. Unlike a real host, I don't listen to all this stuff before I go on the air because I'm too busy getting the equipment ready. Speaking of which, thank you, Dave Scalish. Thank you, WPHT's Dave Scalish, who made it possible for us to be live from the beach tonight. I am at the beach. I am at, let's see, the town is called Duck. It's on the Outer Banks of North Carolina. People who are born and grow up in North Carolina, if you say to them, I go to the Outer Banks for vacation, they go, What's there? People who live in North Carolina, you tell them you're going to the Outer Banks, they go, what's there? I grew up in Jersey. We go to the Jersey Shore. How far is that? 90 minutes tops. You get to the Outer Banks, you have to go like to the Lost Island. Remember the ABC show Lost? Well, you're not sure what time it is. You know, not sure what dimension you are. Is this a sideways plot? The upward plot? You don't know. You don't know. It's unbelievable. The law of physics, there are two laws of physics, but they're the same. The furthest distance between any two points is anywhere at O'Hare Airport, WLS, anywhere at O'Hare Airport. The other place, the furthest distance between two points, is anywhere from Duck, North Carolina, to the rest of the United States. Anywhere in the United States. Well, you could fly in there. Yeah, and then you drive for 3 hours. You can drive the length of New Jersey in less than 3 hours. And you can get to the Jersey Shore from any point in like 8 or 9 minutes. Vacations at resort communities are female constructs. Women come up with this idea. No man ever says, let's go to the shore. Let's go to the beach. No. Men just want to sit and watch TV. We want to sit and watch TV. We want to read the New York Post, drink Dunkin' Donuts coffee, and be left alone. Therefore, if you are in Duck or Corolla on the Outer Banks of North Carolina right now, right this second, so am I. You and I are stuck. We're here together. And therefore, I have an idea. Are you ready?
Sterling on Sunday presents another poorly conceived last-minute event. Lunch with Walter tomorrow.
Get me out of the house. Get me out of this situation. Join me for lunch tomorrow. Live, for real, at 1:30. If you're staying at the Outer Banks of North Carolina, you need to get out of the house. You need to escape. Join me tomorrow for lunch at 1:30. 1:30 is a good time because then you can fulfill all your family obligations for lunch and take care of the kids for lunch. And then you can get out for a little while and be with me for lunch. Now, on the Facebook page, Walter M. Sterling Facebook, I have posted where we're going to go to lunch. Let me tell you where it is in case you are smart enough to not actually go to Facebook. 1 second, please. We're going to go to First Look. It's a restaurant in Corolla, but I have to find this. Here we go. I'm looking on the wrong Facebook page. Yes, I'm well aware of the time. I'm a professional broadcaster, but I have the slowest internet imaginable, but it's a vacation home, so it's all right. Doesn't matter. We're feeding a network radio show, the fastest growing network radio show in the history of American radio. We're on over 100 affiliates, giant radio stations. I'm vamping. All right, let's see here. Come on, load. Come on and load. Hurry up and load. Oh, my gosh. You know, it's a steam-driven. Yes. First Light Breakfast and Burgers. at 793 Sunset Boulevard, Corolla, North Carolina. I posted it on the Walter M. Sterling Facebook page. First Light, Breakfast and Burgers, 793 Sunset Boulevard, Corolla, North Carolina. If you bring an ugly T-shirt, you will get a gift of a drive-through brew T-shirt. That's right. You'll get the hotly desired drive-through brew T-shirt if you bring an ugly T-shirt to lunch with me tomorrow, Monday. This way you don't have time to think about it. You don't have too much time to plan about it. You don't have to worry about it. Bring an ugly T-shirt. You'll get a drive-through brew T-shirt. You and I will have lunch. During lunch, you get to take a selfie with me so that you can show that your wife that you weren't fooling around. One look at me, she won't even think you're gay. And number two, you can ask me one question. One question. Not two. We're not going to have a long chat. A selfie, one question. I'll be eating lunch. You can sit and watch me eat lunch if you want. Where is this? First Light Breakfast and Burgers, 793 Sunset Boulevard, Corolla, North Carolina. If you're trapped at the Outer Banks with in-laws, relatives, loud, annoying nephews and nieces that you don't really like, you know, there it is. You can't admit it, can you? You can't say, you know, I really don't like the nephews and nieces. I really wish it was just our family. Could it just be our family? Could it just be our family and have a real vacation? Join me for lunch tomorrow. Join me for lunch tomorrow. All right, I'm Walter M. Sterling. We are live at the beach. I am live at the beach. This is the Blackfish edition of Sterling on Sunday.
Hi, this is Velo Hul of Muskegon, Michigan. She too. Katy Perry. The convent stealer. Sexual harassment. The Holy Grail. Oak Island. Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
Hello again, Sterling on Sunday weather. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby with the only weather on the radio on a Sunday night. And we greet you tonight from the beautiful mountains of Western North Carolina. Great day here today and tomorrow. We get to spend the first of several days working with brilliant young broadcasters who are working on their seals to be meteorologists. Tomorrow it's storytelling to communicate better. How about that? Very honored to be part of the program. Three of our storylines this week dealing, one, with heat. More heat warnings in the southern plains headed eastward. The bigger story may be those passing storms off the northern plains into the Great Lakes. Dangerous conditions near hurricane force winds this morning in Chicago. And a new front will track into the southern Great Lakes on Wednesday and eventually moving southward to Dixie. And wildfires are still a problem. Maybe not as sexy right now, but a big problem in Alaska and growing concerns for the lower 48, especially Texas. We'll let you know how our students do. In the meantime, what about your forecast? And a check on the tropics, that's next. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 past the hour, all night, on Sterling on Sunday.
Most of us are perfectly happy at home. We can just sit on the chair, we're happy all day, and then somebody says, let's go on vacation. And every inch away from that chair risks hell. What has ruined your vacation this year? 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. That's my phone number. I am live on a Sunday night. There's nothing else live. That's the only hope we have of getting ratings. Rick in Oregon, welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Yeah, very good. I just a newcomer to the show. So I had a good beach story and a vacation story, and I'll be glad to share it with you.
Go ahead.
Okay. For some years ago, I did an audit, and my chef brother came out. I'm down in San Antonio, Texas.
Oh, my gosh, Rick. New to the show, but you've upset the monkey. It's the music monkey, the chef-tick monkey. You've upset the monkey. My kids decided we needed a monkey. It came with a cassette. The only way to shut up this monkey is, wait, let me find it, is to play music for this monkey. It's the only way to shut it up.
I love you. I'm just thinking of
It only likes two songs. It likes that and Umbop by Hanson. It likes The Blades of Grass Happy from 1967 and Umbop by Hanson. It's 9 minutes past the hour. I'm Walter M. Sterling. I am live on the Outer Banks of North Carolina, broadcasting from the Beach House. If you want to see what the kitchen in the Beach House looks like, go to Walter M. Sterling. But if you want to join me for lunch tomorrow on the Outer Banks, I would love it. It would be fantastic because I'm a guy stuck in a female construct. The female construct is known as vacation with the family. Now, if you're a bachelor, at no time do you think, you know, I'm going to take a vacation with the family. No, you think I'm going to take a vacation with topless girls in Monaco. That's what you think of if you're a bachelor. I'm going to go skiing in Telluride, and meet snow bunnies. That's what you think of if you're a single man. If you are a guy, you'd have no say on where your family goes on vacation. None. What insanity to say, you know, we should go with all of the relatives who annoy the hell out of us, who make us depressed and say terrible things and come home angry. We get off the phone with them, we're angry, we message them, and we get angry. I know, let's go on vacation with them. What? Are you out of your freaking mind? That's a woman's construct. No guy says, yeah, let's go on vacation with all the nieces and nephews. No man ever says that. That is a woman's idea. And therefore, tomorrow, if you and I want to have lunch, that would be great. I'm going to go for lunch at 1:30 tomorrow. I will tell you exactly where I'm going to go. I'm going to go tomorrow 1:30 to lunch. And it's going to be to First Light Breakfast and Burgers on Sunset Boulevard in Corolla, North Carolina. That's the Outer Banks. Now, I'm on radio stations that cover the Outer Banks at this time. Out of Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, Chicago, Atlanta. Therefore, I'm counting on the ocean to carry this message in a bottle, in a microwave bottle, imagery, in a microwave bottle, and bring you to me. Here's the message, not a joke. I'm going to go to lunch at 1:30 tomorrow at First Light Breakfast, 793 Sunset Boulevard. It's posted on the Walter M. Sterling Facebook page. And you and I can have lunch. If you come to lunch, how are you going to know what Walter Sterling looks like? I will be wearing a pink beach hat. There's a picture of it on the Walter M. Sterling Facebook page right now. You can see it. A pink, bright pink straw hat at the First Light restaurant in Corolla, North Carolina, tomorrow at 1:30. If you come there for lunch and you bring an ugly T-shirt, I will make sure you get a drive-through brew T-shirt because we have a very special drama based on the drive-through brew, which I guess we should play after this. And wait, excuse me, I have gas. Tomorrow, 1:30, if you're stuck with your family on the Outer Banks of North Carolina, looking around going, how the hell did I get here? Why am I not in Monaco? South Padre Island, Point Reyes, Malibu, Santa Barbara, Monaco, topless beaches. Why am I not there? Instead, I'm on the Outer Banks of North Carolina where there is, wait for it, nothing. But if you want to commiserate, escape from your family, I will give you that excuse. Join me for lunch tomorrow at the First Light Breakfast in Corolla. Bring an ugly T-shirt. I'll make sure that you get a drive-through brew T-shirt. You and I can take a selfie together, and you can ask me one question. We're not going to bond. We're not going to have a long chat about radio. We're not going to have a long chat about, you know, radio. No, I got you out of the house. I'm giving you the greatest prize of all. I'm giving you the greatest prize of all. I'm getting you out of the house at the Outer Banks of North Carolina. What a gift to be able to escape tomorrow, 1:30, Monday, tomorrow, 1:30, Meet me at the First Light breakfast. I'll be wearing a bright pink straw hat. You will get a drive-through brew t-shirt if you bring an ugly t-shirt. And everybody who signs the straw hat, we will make a donation on their behalf to the Apraxia Foundation of America. It's a full package, ladies and gentlemen. It's such a full package. Yes, I know what time it is. It's such a full package that it makes it, that it justified this.
Sterling on Sunday presents another poorly conceived last-minute event. Lunch with Walter tomorrow.
Get all the details at the Walter M. Sterling Facebook page. It's just me. I'm just going to go to lunch at the First Light Breakfast in Corolla, North Carolina. They're not paying for this. They don't know what's coming. And you and I will shake hands. We can have a selfie. You can ask me one question. I'll be wearing a bright pink straw hat. That's 1:30 tomorrow. Walter M. Sterling, and this is Sterling on Sunday. I love forhims.com/Walter. forhims.com/Walter. Finally, we can get boner medicine. Get a boner on demand like you were 28 years old. Finally, this is not a social issue. This is nothing to be embarrassed about. Guys have trouble from time to time getting boners, and I would suggest that if you're well endowed, if you're a big guy down there, you need more help. Going to forhims.com/Walter practically admits that you're well endowed. It's admission that you're well endowed. It's a radio fact. Go to forhims.com and get boner medicine, real boner medicine. You talk to a doctor, you get a prescription, you get it online. You get it in the mail to wherever you want, to your secret UPS box, to your office, to your home, wherever you want them to send the medicine, they will. Medicine. F-O-R. Oh, did I mention the price? It's free. Simply sign up for a subscription to forhims.com/Walter for $5 a month. And as a gift, they send you boner medicine. This is your dream, buddy. forhims.com/Walter.
Now, the American Pastoral Cereal. Life at the Drive-Thru Brew. Last time, landscaper Josh was swept up in the Me Too movement when Mrs. Ferguson admired his six-pack.
I don't know if it is right that you are admiring my six-pack. I am a professional.
Oh, please, I thought this was where they sold six-packs. I could care less about your stomach, Josh.
That's a relief. I certainly was feeling wobbly trust issues there for a moment.
Josh, you sure have nice hair. If I gave you a lottery ticket for my trunk, could I tussle it?
Now see here, Mrs. Ferguson. This is not a through of ill repute. We don't come here to tussle. We're here to put goodies in your trunk. Now, can I put some jerky and fudge in your rear?
I thought this was full service. This is certainly not a happy ending.
Next time on American Pastoral Cereal, Life at the Drive-Thru Brew.
I could certainly use a trim.
That's next time on American Pastoral Cereal, Life at the Drive-Thru Brew. Word Carr speaking.
All right, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT, Walter M. Sterling, live on a Sunday night. Have all the grown-ups gone to bed? Oh, I hope so. Oh, my God, I can't stand the HR people. I can't stand the people in charge. Them, they're the ones who ruin everything. You know, if we could just get rid of them, there'd be no more trouble. We wouldn't have a problem if we could just get rid of them. Oh, you know who they are. You know who they are. I don't even have to say it, do I? We could just get rid of them. In this case, I would have a good vacation at the Outer Banks of North Carolina if I was not surrounded by relatives, distant relatives, and people I don't even know. People who are moving. They're here, and then they're moving. Like, why do I have to bond with people who are moving? And then all those cousins and nieces and nephews that you have to pretend to be nice to, all of them. it doesn't take much to ruin a vacation because we expect so much from it in terms of time and money and need that the slightest thing can throw it off. But I'll tell you, any time there's a vacation involving extended family, the man of the house did not come up with that one. That is a female idea. Why don't we vacation with all of the people who annoy me on the phone, in person, and in texts, and put them all in one house for a week? All the people who annoy me, and then if you misbehave in any way, it will go on your permanent record, and I will regurgitate it the rest of your freaking life. That's some vacation. Therefore, if you would like an escape from this, if you would like to get out of this, join me. Now, I'm on the Outer Banks of North Carolina. And if you're at Duck or Corolla in the Outer Banks of North Carolina, join me tomorrow for lunch. No, I'm serious. At 1:30, I've picked a spot for us. It's called the First Light Breakfast. First Light. It's on North Carolina, the Outer Banks. No, I'm not the Jersey Shore or South Padre Island or any place cool. I'm at the Outer Banks of North Carolina where there is nothing. There is, except it's good for families. Really? And I'm giving you what you want most in life, which is an excuse to get out of the house. Join me for lunch. It can be the mom or the dad. I don't care. Happy to see you. First Light Breakfast. It's on Sunset Boulevard in Corolla, North Carolina at 1:30 tomorrow, Monday. Join me for lunch. Will I buy you lunch? Absolutely not. Will we have long conversations? Absolutely not. You can ask me one question. We'll take a selfie. And you can watch me eat lunch. You can join me if you want. Everybody who comes with a bad T-shirt will get exchanged with a drive-through brew T-shirt, which is one of the big deals at the Outer Banks. The drive-through, we love the drive-through brew. Bring a bad T-shirt. I'll give you a good T-shirt. Oh, how will you know who I am? How will you spot me? I will tell you how. I will be wearing a bright pink straw hat. Everybody who signs the hat will make a donation on your behalf to the Apraxia Foundation of America. Not a joke. Join me for lunch tomorrow, 1:30. At First Light Breakfast on Sunset Boulevard in Corolla, North Carolina. Are they paying for this? No. Do they know we're coming? No. Keith in Atlanta, listening on WSB. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. 888-688-WALT. Hello, Keith. Welcome to the Giant Show.
Yeah, I think it was T. But how you doing, man?
Excited to talk to you, buddy.
All right, cool. I just had to say that the guy who called with the shark story almost made me wreck my truck, man. That was so hilarious. But I ain't got one as entertaining as
that. Where are you driving?
Oh, I was actually leaving the airport in Atlanta, coming home from work, and heard that buddy talk about his buddy leaving a shark on the airport floor. Dude, I was rolling.
Yes.
Any hoots. Mine ain't as entertaining as that, but losing your port engine 40 miles out in the Gulf, that's a vacation ruiner right there. I wanted to take a shot at the voice you are asking people to solve.
I did the research. This is the safest reef in the world. There's literally no reason to be afraid. Trust me.
All right, who do you think that is?
Well, I'm just being shot in the dark. Sounds like Crazy Nancy trying to shoot in a line of BS. Nancy Pelosi?
Who's Crazy Nancy? Nancy? Crazy. Listen to me carefully. I'm really glad you called. I'm glad you like that caller, but listen to me carefully. Never, ever will I have a political figure as the voice on my show. And I never talk about politics. It's not part of our show. Why is it that when they can't guess, when you can't guess who it is, you default to some boring, dreary, nobody gives a crap political figure. No one cares about that. Nobody. Pete, listening on WSB in Atlanta. Welcome. Hi, Pete.
Yeah, Walter? Hey, Walter.
Yes, sir.
All right. While you're out there at Duck, look for that great donut shop. It's called Duck Donuts. You'll enjoy that. Duck Donuts.
Is that why
now,
you
that
called?
Voice,
is that why no, you called?
No,
yes.
I called to talk about that voice.
Who? Okay, who do you think it is?
Ellen Pompeo.
I did the research. This is the safest reef in the world. There's literally no reason to be afraid. Trust me.
For a prize announcement, who is that?
Ellen Pompeo from Grey's Anatomy.
Thank you. Thank you. That's a good guess. That's a terrific guest. It's a celebrity. It's an attractive celebrity. She's of our century. But it's wrong. I'm Walter Sterling. Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. A new tropical circulation that started in the Northeast Gulf, crossed Florida, now racing up the Southeast Coast, only has a 10% chance to develop. But flooding rains for coastal Georgia, Charleston, Grand Strand, and today over the Outer Banks. I hope we all now recognize the threat of flooding rains from tropical systems, no matter what size. Eastern Pacific, one wave, 60% chance of development, hundreds of miles west of Mexico, a much stronger wave behind that headed northwest, several hundred miles west of Guatemala. National Hurricane Center thinks this has a 90% chance of development in the next 5 days, with heavy rain and gusty winds along the Central American and Mexican coast late week. We may get a couple of names this week in the Pacific. Your forecast for tomorrow is hot and humid. 90s and 100s for the southern two-thirds of the country. Only rain from St. Louis up to New England. More locally heavy rainfall along the Gulf Coast, including Florida. Next front pushes south out of Canada Wednesday, and the West just bakes. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 past the hour. All night on Sterling on Sunday.
Every week, WBAP's Judy has a terrible joke for us. I call them dad jokes because I torture my children with these jokes all week. Judy from Dallas, from WBAP, please share with us your bad joke.
Okay. Now, Walter, what do you give a dog with a fever? Did you hear me?
What do you get a dog with a fever? What do you get a dog with a fever?
What do you give a dog with a fever? It's mustard. It's best for a hot dog.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space.
Who wear sports bras.
Guys, we are so tired and full. Mm-hmm. We've been up since basically
3 a.m.,
but we didn't go to sleep till 1 a.m. So we're on like an hour and a half of sleep.
It's so bad.
It's like 10 o'clock almost. We want to take like a power nap and then go down to the casino. So we'll check back in with you guys when we wake up from our nap. But otherwise, dinner was bomb and our day was amazing. I love Vegas for sure. Good morning, guys. So we never woke up from our nap last night.
We passed out.
But guys, today's our anniversary. So,
I'm so excited.
I like kind of didn't even realize that this trip was going to be on our anniversary. Did you?
Yes.
You find that out well then.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space.
Who wear sports bras.
Annie, the hot bartender. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Annie, there's
happy
a rumor that last week you may have been, yes, we are happy to have you. Last week there's a rumor that you may have been a little drunk or a lot drunk on the air. Is that correct?
That would be mostly correct. I am not going to deny it. That was a real truthitude. I like
and
that word. Truthitude.
How did you cure the hangover? How did you deal with the hangover? Or do you not get hangovers?
There's two methods. You can either drink through the hangover, or you just have to sweat it out. And I just had to sweat it out. Like, the following day, I had to be back at work. And I left to excuse myself no less than three times, while trying all the other things that seem to make sense. Like, I'll drink some ginger beer, I'll have some club soda, maybe some water, room temperature, lemon. None of it. It was whatever went in, came right out, and I realized I just had to sweat it out. I can't do it the way I used to. You know, I try to hang, and, you know, the time keeps ticking. It's a thing.
Annie, have you ever had a particularly bad vacation?
Not really. However, while you're talking about being away with your entire family, I'm not sure if I mentioned this on the air before, but I'm currently living at home with my my mom and my stepdad because I've been traveling as a bartender and stuff. So I'm crash landing there with them while I stack a little bit of cash and move back out. And right now they are on vacation, which means I am on vacation. You must be so jealous. I have the whole house to myself. The remote is all mine. I can put the AC on whatever temperature I want. I can leave a dish in the sink and take care of it in the morning. This, Walter, is my vacation. Sorry.
I am. Yeah, I am extremely jealous of that. I am insanely jealous. That is a proper vacation. Annie, the hot bartender, thank you very much for being on Sterling on Sunday. I love having her on the show. She's the best. All right, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Now, I'm going to give you the greatest gift possible. If you're stuck on vacation in the Outer Banks of North Carolina, I'm sorry, because there's nothing to do. It's not like the Jersey Shore where there's stuff to do, or even the Poconos where you're sort of close to stuff to do, or Cape Cod where there are really attractive, young women wearing Land's End swimsuits. Something for everyone, every place except the Outer Banks of North Carolina, where there is nothing. Nothing. It's great for families. Oh, okay, great. I am trapped on the Outer Banks of North Carolina with my in-laws. I don't like my in-laws. The reason I don't like my brother-in-law, sister-in-law, cousin-in-law, great-grandmother-in-law is because they're cheap. Now, there are two kinds of cheap. There are people who say, well, you know, we don't need to buy a mansion today. And then there are people who, when you ask them to cash a $200 check so you can get home, so that you can buy gas, you can keep your kids safe, the answer is, we don't like to get involved with the family like that. No, I didn't ask for a $200 loan. I asked them to cash a $200 check, and the bastards wouldn't do it. That's cheap. And it's also not being a relative or a human being. And then another time, my kids wanted to spend a week in Manhattan, and I have relatives who have an apartment in Manhattan, and they weren't going to be home all week. They weren't going to be home all week, and we said, could we use your apartment? Oh, you didn't give us enough notice. What? What do you mean I didn't give you enough notice? How much notice do you need for a rental apartment, or how much stuff do you have to hide? What do you have to hide? What do you have to hide? But we couldn't use it. Therefore, I had to have my kids in four different places in Manhattan, and that's a joy, for a week. That's cheap and stupid and stingy, and that's why I don't like them. And it's not going to change. Oh, you should forgive them. Yes, I forgave them immediately. That doesn't mean I have to hang out with them on vacation. I need a break from the vacation. If you're at the Outer Banks of North Carolina, I would like to have lunch with you tomorrow. Don't think about it. If I said Thursday, you'd think about it and you'd talk your way out of it. Just do it. Tomorrow lets you and I have lunch. If you're trapped in Duck or Corolla, you're on the Outer Banks of North Carolina, I'm giving you the greatest gift possible. I'm giving you an excuse to get out of the house. You and I will meet for lunch. If you bring an ugly t-shirt, I'll make sure you get the hottest t-shirt there is, which is a drive-through brew
t-shirt. Yes, that's right, a drive-through brew t-shirt. You'll get a drive-through brew t-shirt. And if you sign my pink hat, we'll make a donation to the Apraxia Foundation of America in your name. That's a pretty good deal. Now, I'm not going to buy you lunch. What is this? What is this, television? No. No, you can come, you can watch me eat lunch, you can join me for lunch, but you're buying your own lunch. You can ask me one question, and you can have one selfie with me. Or you can just sit and watch me eat. But I got you out of the house. That's the point. It's not, I got you out of the house to get you to some huge radio event. No, it's just two people who need to get out of the house. That should have been the name of the promotion. Get you, Sterling gets you out of the house. Sterling gets you out of the house. Join me for lunch tomorrow at First Light Breakfast in Corolla, North Carolina. I put the description of the restaurant and the address on the Walter M. Sterling Facebook page. The Walter M. Sterling Facebook page. Well, how will I know who you are, Walter? I will be wearing a bright pink hat because I'm secure in my masculinity. I will be wearing a bright pink hat. And then you'll sign it, and we'll make a donation on your name to the Apraxia Foundation of America. What do you get at lunch? If you bring an ugly t-shirt, you'll get a drive-through brew t-shirt, which is a very hot item on the Outer Banks of North Carolina. That's where I am. I am live right now at the Outer Banks of North Carolina in a town called Duck, which is what African Americans have to do if they walk down the streets of Duck. They have to duck the bullets. I haven't seen any African American here. All the people who wear Vineyard Vines, Brooks Brothers, and what's that place up in Maine? All of them are here now. This is where they come for the summer. Meet me for lunch tomorrow, 1:30 at First Light Breakfast. It's in Corolla, North Carolina. Bring a t-shirt. You'll get a drive-through brew t-shirt. Sign my ugly pink hat. We'll make a donation to the Apraxia Foundation for you. This is some radio show. I get you out of the house. The greatest gift to any man on vacation with his family. With his family. I get you out of the house. What greater gift is there? There is no greater gift except maybe Hanson tickets. Really?
Sterling on Sunday presents another poorly conceived last-minute event. Lunch with Walter. Tomorrow.
Sterling on Sunday. It's a medical issue. It's not social. It's not because you don't love your partner. It's not because you find her less attractive. It's simply because you're over 30. Everybody over 30 sometimes has trouble getting a boner. Every man. Yeah, or everybody. And you know what? It's a medical issue. And that's why it requires a medical solution. Medicine from a medical doctor, not some nurse practitioner or some, you know, physician's assistant or something stupid. No, no. forhims.com/Walter. forhims.com/Walter. You get a real prescription from a real doctor, and they send you the medicine in the mail to your address at home, your office, or the secret UPS box you have. forhims.com/Walter.
Sterling on Sunday, live from the beach, forced to spend a week with his in-laws, whiny and cheap. Join Walter Sterling. Rarely any progress.
888-688-WALT. A little empathy, please. A little sympathy. What ruined your vacation? When we go on vacation, we expect so much because it costs so much. It costs so much in terms of time and money that the slightest thing can throw us off. Things we would never notice at home, where we're perfectly happy reading the New York Post, drinking Dunkin' Donuts coffee, and watching Ancient Aliens. That's all we need at home to be happy. Gary in Utah, welcome to Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT. Hi, Gary. Thanks for calling from Utah, from Salt Lake.
Yeah, hi. Well, my question was, I was going to ask, usually when you end your show, you end it with that one guy that says that you'll be back next Sunday, right?
I was just wondering where you got the voice at. It sounds like from an old
radio. All right, Gary, that's a great question. I have waited for years for somebody to ask that question. At the end of the show, can you pull that up, Matt? Is that a big deal to pull up? Could you pull that up? At the end of the show, every week I play a voice that's British. All right, let's hear it. Listen to this.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday. All right. Right. Stay bright.
That is Alan Freeman. Alan Freeman was the first man on the BBC to play rock and roll. He played the Beatles on the BBC. He was the first man to play rock and roll to the kids in England on the BBC. And what I love about that, what I love about that is that Alan Freeman was playing rock and roll to the kids in England, while Alan Freed was playing rock and roll to the kids in New York City and Cleveland. The first person to call it rock and roll and the first person to play it on the radio was Alan Freed, and then Alan Freeman in England did it. So I guess a lot of Alans needed to be freed. I'm Walter M. Sterling, and I want to have lunch with you tomorrow because this is the contest. This is the promotion, rather. It's not a contest. Sit down, lawyers. It's not a contest. This is the first promotion that gives you exactly what you want, which is an excuse to get out of the house for free. For free. Join me for lunch tomorrow. Now, I am trapped at the Outer Banks of North Carolina. That may sound like a beautiful thing, but there's nothing here. Except I am trapped with relatives. Relatives who have refused to help me when I needed help. Refused. You know, tough things like, hey, would you cash a check so we can get home for some gas so we can get home? Oh, no, we don't want to get involved with things like that. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? I'm not asking for a loan. I'm just asking you to cash a check. Oh, no, we couldn't get involved. Or could I stay in your apartment for a week while my kids would like to be in New York City and you're out of town? I don't want to share the apartment with you. I want my kids to stay in it while you're out of town. Now, they don't collect Limoges. They don't collect Fabergé eggs. There's nothing that's going to be broken there. They have, you know, an ugly glass top coffee table like everybody else who has no taste. 888-688-WALT. What has ruined your vacation? So I'm trapped on vacation with these people, and I need an excuse to get out of the house. Tomorrow at 1:30, I'm going to go to a restaurant in Corolla, North Carolina, and I would love it if you would join me at 1:30. Now, the great thing about this is that you're not going to get a free meal from me, and I don't expect you to buy me lunch. We're going to sit there, and you can take a selfie with me, ask me one question. If you bring an ugly T-shirt, I will give you a drive through brew T-shirt, which is the hottest thing on the Outer Banks of North Carolina, the hottest thing. And if you sign my pink hat, which is how you'll know who I am, we'll make a donation on your behalf to the Apraxia Foundation of America. There you have it. You get out of the house, you do good deed, you do a good charity deed, and you get the hottest T-shirt in North Carolina. Because right now I am trapped in Duck, North Carolina. And there's nothing to do except to sit around with people that have proven to me that I shouldn't like them. It's science. It's a radio fact. Let's meet for lunch tomorrow at First Light. I'm going to be at First Light at 1:30 tomorrow in Corolla, as I will be wearing a giant pink straw hat. That's the only way. We will look at each other. You can ask me one question. We'll have a selfie taken together. And if you want to eat lunch, great. If you want to watch me eat lunch, no problem. But I got you out of the house. That's my gift to you. Tomorrow at 1:30 on Monday at First Light Breakfast in Corolla, North Carolina. Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling.
Sterling on Sunday, live from the beach. Forced to spend a week with his in-laws. Whiny and cheap. Join Walter Sterling. Rarely any progress.
Hello again, Sterling on Sunday Weather. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby with the only weather on the radio on a Sunday night. And we greet you tonight from the beautiful mountains of Western North Carolina. Great day here today and tomorrow. We get to spend the first of several days working with brilliant young broadcasters who are working on their seals to be meteorologists. Tomorrow it's storytelling to communicate better. How about that? Very honored to be part of the program. Three of our storylines this week dealing, one, with heat, more heat warnings in the southern plains headed eastward. The bigger story may be those passing storms off the northern plains into the Great Lakes. Dangerous conditions near hurricane force winds this morning in Chicago. And a new front will track into the southern Great Lakes on Wednesday and eventually moving southward to Dixie. And wildfires are still a problem. Maybe not as sexy right now, but a big problem in Alaska and growing concerns for the lower 48, especially Texas. We'll let you know how our students do. In the meantime, what about your forecast? And a check on the tropics, that's next. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 past the hour, all night, on Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Rachel Goldstein Shabazz. This is Public Radio's usual edition, and I'm Rachel Goldstein Shabazz. This broadcast is ready for podcasts. Many podcasts in America are downloaded by millions and millions of people. How exactly a podcast has more downloads than the population of New Jersey remains a mystery. To solve this mystery, we go to Bangladesh, where a surprising number of downloads seem to originate. Here's Jim Mix Minus with a report from the epicenter of podcast downloads. Bangladesh.
We are fascinated by download farms, people who download millions of podcasts an hour in Bangladesh. We are also fascinated by international brothels.
In a maze of dirty alleyways, women and girls work day and night. Men pour in from the nearby highway. Welcome to Bangladesh's biggest brothel. While prostitution is usually hidden away, there's no hiding a place this big. An entire town built on exploitation.
Deep, but we need to explore the world of Fiverr, where you can engage any soul to help you create anything as long as they live in Bangladesh. Let's design something that is true to our roots.
But before I actually go on Fiverr and tell people to design my own sneaker for me, I want to give them some sort of idea of what I'm looking for. So what I'm going to do is actually sketch out a quick low-top basketball sneaker, something sort of generic so that they can play with it and create their own sort of concepts over top of it. Now, this obviously isn't going to be my signature sneaker or even how I'd want my signature shoe to look.
Now we have a probing touch point with the nature of how dreary podcasts get so many downloads. Concerned citizens can buy downloads on Fiverr.
The generosity of Mr. Tingle makes the usual addition possible. When you sit down and your butt itches and you don't want anyone to know, use Mr. Tingle cushions. Now for ladies, too. And Jerry DiCarno. When you want music to drive customers from your store, hire Jerry DiCarno to compose for you. And by suckers like you who think pretense equals intelligence.
Now, Jim Nuance has a secret report on living on the down low, the plight of all American men who have secret gay lovers. This behavior is endorsed by public radio. Jim, welcome to the usual edition.
All American men have secret gay lovers. Based on research of the public radio staff, we condone this behavior. Here is a report from the back door of our building.
Something just happened last night that has never happened to me in this sort of magnitude relating to the down low. And I wanted to share this story because I thought it was kind of mind-blowing. I don't think straight people know just how pervasive it is in the gay world. So right now I'm in Miami on vacation. This is my penthouse right here. Just kidding, I'm actually at a hotel in South Beach. I went out with a friend last night and we went to a hookah lounge. So at this hookah lounge, my friend knew the owner.
I'll never look at a hookah the same again.
So much probing, Jim. Thank you. I'm Rachel Goldstein Shabazz, thankful every day for MSNBC. And now, it's the freaking OJs, man.
Remember that if you ever get discouraged or a little depressed, all you have to do is look up at the sky and go, it's the freaking OJs, man. That's all you have to do, and you will feel instantly better. I'm Walter M. Sterling, live on a Sunday night. That's right, I am live on a Sunday night. And you know what? This week I am trapped in a beach house on the Outer Banks of North Carolina in Corolla, in Duck, North Carolina. And let me tell you what's nearby. Nothing. There's nothing except an overpriced supermarket. That's it. Help me out. I need your help. The greatest gift that I can give you is the same gift you can give me, which is an excuse to get out of the house. When you're trapped in a vacation house with the nieces, the nephews, the in-laws, and then strange, distant people you don't even know, because somebody's wife decided it would be a good idea for everybody to share a house. There's no worse idea. No guy has ever said, you know what, honey, why don't we invite all of our distant relatives, the nieces, the nephews, the aunts, the uncles, the great uncles, the guy with the strange mole, why don't we invite them all to a vacation house together? Won't that be a great vacation? No man has ever said that. That is a idea that women carry with them all year and then spring it on their husbands, spring it on their partners at the very last minute and say, why don't we invite Aunt Susan? Why don't we invite Uncle Mo? You haven't seen Uncle Mo in 22 years. Now you're supposed to go on vacation with Uncle Mo. I can't think of anything worse. Therefore, I'm giving you the gift of an excuse to get out of the house.
Sterling on Sunday presents another poorly conceived last-minute event. Lunch with Walter tomorrow.
Tomorrow at 1:30 Monday. If you're on the Outer Banks of North Carolina, join me for lunch. I'm going to eat lunch at 1:30 at First Light Breakfast and Burgers in Corolla, North Carolina. That's at the Outer Banks. That's on the Outer Banks. In the Outer Banks. On the Outer Banks. First Light Breakfast, 1:30 p.m. tomorrow. This way you don't have time to think about it. You just come. You say to your family, Uncle Mo with the bad mole, gee, I have a commitment at 1:30. I have to leave. And then you leave. Now, you come to lunch. Am I going to buy you lunch? Absolutely not. Are you going to buy me lunch? No. You're going to sit. You can ask me one question. Take a selfie. And you can watch me eat lunch or you can order lunch. I don't care. I'm going to be there. How will you know who I am? I'll be wearing a big pink hat. Everybody who comes with an ugly t-shirt will be sent a brand new drive-through brew t-shirt, which is the hottest fashion item on the Outer Banks. And if you sign the hat, the big pink hat, we will make a donation on your name to the Apraxia Foundation of America. There you go. I got you an excuse to get out of the house. You can buy lunch. You can ask me a question and make a charitable donation without having to stick your hand in your pocket. This is a pretty good deal. Take advantage of it. Help me out. Now I have an excuse to get out of the house tomorrow, and now you have an excuse to get out of the house tomorrow. I am stuck in a vacation house, the Outer Banks of North Carolina. I'm going to go to First Light for breakfast at 1:30 p.m. It's on Sunset Boulevard in Corolla, North Carolina. I have put the information about it on the Walter M. Sterling Facebook page. Get all the information at the Walter M. Sterling Facebook page. Look at that. Look what time it is. It's time for our Midnight Misfits. Welcome, welcome, welcome. There's Neil Paul, Rosemary Furlong, Mark Cadullo, Mark Garay, Mike Garay, sorry, John Kelly, D. Wells, hello, D. Barrow Kravitz, lovely notes, thank you. Jennifer Hayden, Ken Brandenburg, Judy Anderson, Nate Tester, Ann Nup, hi, Ann. Irene Robertson, Marion Jewel Riley, who is the most beautiful name I have ever heard in my life. Ann Nup, Rebecca Canner, lovely picture of flowers today. Thank you. Eric Ferguson, hi, Eric. Bill White, Ben White, Charlie Green and his good-looking kid. Eddie Valdez, welcome, my Midnight Misfits. You are listening to Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. Welcome to part two of Florida Story. For our next Florida story, we go back over to the Palm Beach area where one of these Yankees decides that he's going to pull up his retirement stakes, take his money, and move down to Florida where the weather's nice and the taxes are even nicer. And the plight of the Casamano family, stereotypical Jersey name, isn't it? Is an unfortunate one because when they put down over $700,000 for their dream home on the beach, what they didn't know was the lady that had the gigantic parcel of land next to them likes to feed the birds. And I don't mean throw bread to ducks. She puts hundreds of pounds of dog food in the big field between their houses because she wants to attract these flocks of turkeys. Well, it does attract the turkeys, which attracts the vultures, and then after a while, these vultures are so ugly and nasty and violent that they're the only birds eating up all the dog food, and she keeps putting it out anyway. There's another unfortunate thing about vultures is they don't stop eating when they're full. So what you have is about 400 vultures eating, pooping, and puking all over this guy's dream home yard, and his only recourse is to go get some licenses from the Florida state and start shooting them himself. Other than that, how's your retirement home? Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we go over to Pensacola where the Blue Angels are stationed. And what we have today is a Florida miracle. During a practice run of the Blue Angels, two of these Jets who were doing one of those tight little routines, two of the Jets touched each other, bounced off harmlessly. Both of the Jets landed without any problems whatsoever. Now, they have a show in Chicago coming up in a few days, and they're going to swap out those Jets for some fresh Jets. But as far as I'm concerned, that was a Florida miracle. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
Florida man had a pretty tough Wednesday. He's 55 years old, goes into the local Walmart in Pinellas Park, goes over to the wine rack, grabs a $7 bottle of wine, takes it into the men's room, goes to the handicap stall, opens the wine, chugs the entire bottle of wine, throws it in the trash can on his way out of the bathroom, and then proceeds to try and walk out the door. But security was on him. They stopped him. Hey, were you going to pay for that bottle of wine you chunked in the handicap stall? Yeah, sure. I was going to pay for it. No, you weren't. So he's charged with petty larceny. But if you're 55 years old and you can't come up with $7 for some discount wine on a Wednesday, perhaps you've made some bad choices in life. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we go to West Palm Beach, Florida, where a Florida mom, 28 years old, and they had some rezoning that took this Florida mom student from the school that she was previously in into a school that she didn't really want her kid to go to. And so in a online video chat with a neighbor, she threatened to shoot up the school. Neighbor alerts the authorities. So now I don't know who's more ridiculous. Because for one thing, lady, you know what's going on in the news. You shouldn't be threatening to shoot up schools. They're going to have to take this very serious. On the other hand, she's just a mom letting off some steam. A school shooter has never been a 28-year-old mom upset about rezoning. So let's everyone just tap the brakes on everybody else. Florida, hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our last Florida story, we go down to Orlando, Florida, where a 42-year-old Florida man was found dead in the parking lot of an adult bar. Turns out his name is Stephen Robert Walker. We don't have a whole lot of information on why he died, but when you spell out an ordinary American citizen's name like that, he either sounds like a country singer or a serial killer. Stephen Robert Walker. He could be number three on the country billboard right now or number three on the FBI most wanted list. But hopefully, if you're found dead in the parking lot of a topless bar, chances are you died happy. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter @JamesParkerShow. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
All right, welcome, my Midnight Misfits. Finally, you belong to something. Finally, you and I are together, enjoined in something, and we are Midnight Misfits. Johnny Z, Margaret Sherwood, John Sivers, Fred Jochbauer, Harvey Holiday, Tommy Woods, Anita Tyre, Doug Walt, Richard Salby, Kev Rowe, Gilbert Lakes, Claire Daly, Charisse Labassa. Welcome. You are my Midnight Misfits. We belong together. We are stuck together because we love working the third shift. And nobody understands why we love driving late at night. Nobody understands why we love going across 80, 81. Nobody understands it, why we love driving at this time. But it's just you and me. It's just us. This is the best time of night to be on the radio. It's the best time of night to be working, even though there's only Lance crackers, one Lance cracker left in the vending machine. It's okay. There's only one oatmeal raisin cookie left on the hospitality tray from the birthday party that you and I were not invited to. But here we are together. Now, I need your help. Get me out of the house tomorrow, and I will get you out of the house tomorrow. At 1:30, I'm going to eat lunch. I'm going to eat lunch alone or with you. I am stuck at the Outer Banks of North Carolina in a town called Duck, next to Corolla. There's nothing here. It's not like the Jersey Shore. It's not like Fort Lauderdale. It's not like Point Reyes. It's nothing like any of that. It's not like the Great Cascade Mountains at Skamania Lodge in Washington and Oregon. It's nothing like that. I am trapped at the Outer Banks of North Carolina with my in-laws. At 1:30 tomorrow, I'm going to eat lunch. It'd be great if you join me. You can either watch me eat lunch, join me. You can ask me one question. If you bring an ugly t-shirt, I'll make sure you get a new one that says Drive Through Brew. And if you sign my ugly pink hat, which is how you'll know who I am, we will make a donation in your name to the Apraxia Foundation of America. The restaurant is First Light on Sunset Boulevard in Corolla, North Carolina. Here, it's the greatest gift I could give you. There's your excuse to get out of the house. Tomorrow, 1:30, First Light breakfast, Sunset Boulevard, Corolla, North Carolina. Gary Arnell, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Do you have a review, a Jersey point of view for us, Mr. Arnell?
I have a Jersey point of view for you, Dr. Sterling, and it has to do with the fact that in New Jersey we have about 700 diners, thousands of restaurants, and for people who listen to me on your show, they know that I frequent these places quite often. But what I've noticed in particular over the past couple of months is the bathrooms in so many of these diners and restaurants that I go to are absolutely reprehensible. They are inexcusable. It's indecent exposure, and they're toxic. And what do I mean by that? No toilet paper, no paper towels, sticky floors, bad lighting, odors that are horrible. And those timers on the wall, Walter, I don't know if you've ever got caught in this, but I have. You're sitting in the bathroom, you're doing your business, you're in there for 5 minutes, and bam, the lights go out because they have them on an automatic timer. So nobody should have a bowel movement that lasts longer than 5 minutes. I'm not kidding you. And if you don't scope it out and look to see where the toilet paper is exactly before that 5 minute mark, you're done. And I'm angry and I'm upset because countless times I've gone in, I've gone to the owner, I've asked for the manager, and it's like they don't care. And for me and many others, it's the first impression. And for me, it's what happens in the kitchen. But they don't respond. They just don't respond. I walk out. I don't care if it's Zagat rated. I'm up and I'm out.
Gary?
Yes?
How do we get in touch with Gary Arnell?
You go to Gary Arnell, GaryArnell.com. GaryArnell.com.
Sterling on Sunday, live from the beach. Forced to spend a week with his in-laws. Whiny and cheap. Join Walter Sterling. Rarely any progress.
Sterling on Sunday weather. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. A new tropical circulation that started in the Northeast Gulf, crossed Florida, now racing up the Southeast coast, only has a 10% chance to develop. But flooding rains for coastal Georgia, Charleston, Grand Strand, and today over the Outer Banks. I hope we all now recognize the threat of flooding rains from tropical systems, no matter what size. Eastern Pacific, one wave, 60% chance of development, hundreds of miles west of Mexico, A much stronger wave behind that headed northwest, several hundred miles west of Guatemala. National Hurricane Center thinks this has a 90% chance of development in the next 5 days, with heavy rain and gusty winds along the Central American and Mexican coast late week. We may get a couple of names this week in the Pacific. Your forecast for tomorrow is hot and humid. 90s and 100s for the southern two-thirds of the country. Only rain from St. Louis up to New England. More locally heavy rainfall along the Gulf Coast, including Florida. Next front pushes south out of Canada Wednesday, and the west just bakes. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 past the hour. All night on Sterling on Sunday.
Clark, listening on KARN, welcome to Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT. That's my phone number because I'm live at 888-688-WALT. What ruined your vacation?
One time I went with my parents and I brought my, well, I was much younger then, but I brought my girlfriend, and it just felt weird the whole time.
Did your father lust after your girlfriend?
Yes. He was checking her out when we went to the pool.
You think what?
Well, I think he was lusting after when he looked.
You think there was more than that going on?
No, there wasn't anything more than that going on. But we couldn't even get away or kiss or anything, and it was uncomfortable. And my mom was watching us like a hawk.
How old were you?
I was 22 years old. Yeah.
Is that the last vacation you took with your parents?
No. Actually, my brother came in from San Jose, and he wanted us all to go. You know, I live in North Little Rock. He wanted us all to go to the Elvis Presley, the house there in Memphis. And we went for a weekend, and that was a really bad weekend because at the time, I had busted my knee up, and I was taking hydrocodones, and I was a mess. And it was a nightmare.
Just like Elvis.
Yes, I guess it was just like Elvis. But what I wanted to ask... I wanted to try to guess. Did anyone guess the voice of the girl?
I did the research. This is the safest reef in the world. There's literally no reason to be afraid. Trust me.
Who do you think that is?
I think it is the beautiful, adorable Natalie Portman.
You know, thank you. Thank you for an intelligent, wise Little Rock guess. That's a really good guess. Clark, it's not right, but I thank you very much for making the guess, because it's an actual actress. It's a hot enough actress from this century. It's not Nancy Pelosi. What kind of loser guest is that? Lee in Pittsburgh, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hello, Lee, listening on the legendary KDKA, which reaches all the way to the banks of North Carolina. Hi.
Hello, Walter. The reason for my call is, hey, I don't know if it's one of Gary's dilemmas, but when he talks about the sitting on the toilet and the light goes out.
Yes.
Are you there? Okay.
Yes.
What you do, if you do have your camera phone on you, make sure you have the flash on and take a picture, and it'll turn the light back on.
Now, this is the sort of practical advice you don't get on some political screamers talk show, and I appreciate it. Therefore, would you like to guess the prize announcement? For a prize announcement, would you like to guess the mystery voice?
Certainly.
I did the research. This is the safest reef in the world. There's literally no reason to be afraid. Trust me.
All right, for a prize announcement, Lee, listening on KDKA, Jim Gracie's great radio station, where he really should have me filling in whenever there's a full-time host out. Who do you think that is?
I really don't have an idea. I haven't listened much, but I really enjoy the show. Thank you for being on, and I love the hat.
You're the best. Thank you. Thank you for your kind words. I appreciate it. I really do, because, you know, I don't get paid for this. There's nothing resembling money involved with this. I do it for your love. But tomorrow, I need to do it for an excuse to get out of the house. I'm trapped on the Outer Banks of North Carolina. There are dozens of radio stations that reach the Outer Banks of North Carolina, and therefore I am praying that one of them, through the magic of the ocean, reaches you. If you're on the Outer Banks of North Carolina, trapped with your family, trapped in a great vacation idea that you didn't come up with, but your significant other came up with, then I want to have lunch with you tomorrow. Tomorrow. If I said Thursday or Friday, it wouldn't happen because you'd make excuses and forget. Tomorrow. This is the only day. I'm getting you out of the house tomorrow. This is the greatest gift I can give you. I'm giving you an excuse to get out of the house. If you're at the Outer Banks of North Carolina, 1:30 tomorrow, I'm going to eat lunch. I'm going to eat lunch at 1:30 tomorrow, and you can join me for lunch. Here's what'll happen. You get to ask me one question. You get to watch me eat, or you can order something for yourself. You get to take a picture with me, and I get to take a picture with you. If you bring an ugly T-shirt, I will exchange it for a drive-through brew T-shirt, and there's nothing hotter on the Outer Banks of North Carolina than that. Plus, if you sign my ugly pink hat, we will make a donation in your name to the Apraxia Foundation of America. How will you know who I am? You will know me by my ugly pink hat. That's what I'll be wearing. Where? At First Light Breakfast, 1:30 p.m. tomorrow, Sunset Boulevard, Corolla, North Carolina. I'm going to be there. I'm going to eat lunch. If nobody shows, I will have a lovely lunch. If you show, it'll be a more interesting lunch. Help me out, and I will help you out of the house. Is there a greater gift? I know there is a greater gift. It's called Lesbians in Space.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in Space.
Who wear sports bras?
Guys, we are just wandering around. We have like 3 hours to kill before our flight. And I think I'm going to take her to White Castle.
I've never had it. I'm so excited.
We're not going
to
have
to try it for a minute.
We're not going to have time to eat dinner, and we're not going to get home till like...
It's like 11.
So we're going to eat now. All we had today was like a little pizza. So we're going to go bring her to White Castle, show her what it's about. Okay, let's get a reaction. Guys, Skylar's on her last bite.
All done.
Mission accomplished.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in Space.
Who wear sports bras?
The shooting of the next season of The Curse of Oak Island and The Curse of Civil War Gold is going on over and over again. And there was a news report, and I have to bring something up to you. The Holy Grail. The reason why Katy Perry was so destined to buy that convent in Los Angeles was because she believes that the Holy Grail, that wondrous cup that Christ used at the Last Supper, that the clues to the Holy Grail were in that convent. Several years ago, Katy Perry sexually harassed me because she knew I had clues of where the Holy Grail is. And I've stated it right here on Sterling on Sunday, that the Holy Grail is located on Oak Island. Very well could be in the swamp, but it's on Oak Island, my exclusive research says, over and over and over again. In fact, if Katy Perry actually knew how to read the hieroglyphs, the ancient Latin words that are in that convent that she stole from nuns and sued over it, she would know that it's at Oak Island. Now for the sexual harassment. Vila Hool's a good-looking man. And I like the ladies. I like hanging out with the ladies. And the ladies like me. But I'm a married man. I'm a man of great respect for my bride. That's why when Katy Perry, who is easy on the eyes, started to flaunt herself like Jezebel herself, I walked away. Now that people are saying over and over again about Katy Perry sexually harassing them, well, Katy Perry sexually harassed me, and she sexually harassed me over the Holy Grail. She wants to know. She wants to know exactly where it is. And like Samson and Delilah, Samson allowed Delilah to get him drunk. Well, Katy Perry can't get me drunk. Ain't gonna happen. Number one, I can outdrink her. Number two, never underestimate a Frenchman from Muskegon, Michigan. For your Curse of Oak Island update, this is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan for Sterling on Sunday.
Every email I get gets answered. My email address is waltermsterling@gmail.com. waltermsterling@gmail.com. Walter M. Sterling, sterling@gmail.com. The reason I say these things three times is because of the power of three. Plus, I'm only on once a week. I don't get the chance to give you my email all the time or my phone number all the time. And tonight you and I are talking about what has ruined your vacation this year. What has ruined your vacation? In my case, it's being a week at the Outer Banks of North Carolina with my in-laws, their friends who are moving away, nieces and nephews I do not recognize, much less know. No guy, no husband has ever said, you know, why don't we invite Aunt Millie and Uncle Fester on vacation with us? No, every guy says the same thing. Could it just be us? Could it just be you, me, and our kids on vacation? Then it's a real vacation. And there's a very pragmatic reason for it, which is for a guy, when there are non-immediate family in the house, there is no underwear walking around the house. And there's an endless battle for the TV. Oh, or my favorite. Oh, my favorite. I'm taking care of my kids, and then for a little while I'm taking care of relative kids, right? And I hear one of the mothers going by in the hall, seeing me take care of these young kids, and saying, oh, different parenting styles. Like, what the hell's a parenting style? You're a parent, and then you go to bed. Then you wake up, and you're still a parent. But apparently, there are parenting styles. Oh, different parenting styles. Now, my daughters are happy, healthy, well-educated. That does not make me a great parent. That's just what you do. But they saw how I was managing these other children that were not mine, and they make a little snide remark, oh, it's different parenting styles. I had no idea what they were talking about. Just like I have no idea what most of the things on the TLC channel are about. But tomorrow you can help me. Now, I'm stuck at the Outer Banks of North Carolina. This is the Blackfish episode of Sterling on Sunday. I'm stuck at the Outer Banks of North Carolina, where there is nothing. There's a giant supermarket that's grossly overpriced, some donut place everybody keeps talking about that, okay, good for you, but that's it? You're going to drive 9,000 hours? The furthest distance between any two points in America is anywhere to the Outer Banks of North Carolina. People who grow up in North Carolina, if you tell them, yeah, we're going on vacation to the Outer Banks, they've never been there. They've never been there. They look at you and go, what's at the Outer Banks? To them, it's like a horrible, endless trip. They'd rather go to the Jersey Shore or to France. I'd rather go to France. But they'd rather go to the Jersey Shore. The last great vacation I had, which was, of course, before any of the kids were born, was to Monaco, where everyone's nude. Everyone's nude all the time. That's how you're supposed to go on vacation. But now I'm trapped in a beach house. Yeah, sure, it's fine, but it's ruined by all these other people. It's destroyed. The vacation, there's a non-vacation. Why? Because I have to sit up straight and be careful about what I say. Well, why is that important? Because the court reporter is going to read back the transcript of everything I say. Who's the court reporter? My wife. For the next 900 years, she's going to review every single thing I did near her mother, near her sister, near her relatives, near distant cousins and people who are moving away that I'm supposed to bond with even though they're moving away, and report it back to me at every holiday. Well, remember when you were with my sister?
Yeah, your sister who depresses you and says terrible things to you and annoys you, that sister? That's who I'm supposed to be worried about? Well, yeah, she's my best friend. Your best friend treats you like that? Yes. Get me out of this. Tomorrow at 1:30, I'm going to lunch in Corolla, North Carolina. It would be great if you got me out of the house and joined me for lunch. Here's what'll happen at lunch. I'll be wearing a large pink hat. That's how you'll know who I am. Otherwise, you wouldn't know. Otherwise, I would just be the handsomest guy there. A big pink hat. And you can order lunch, but I'm going to eat lunch whether you're there or not. And then if you come, you can ask me one question. I'll be pleasant, uncharacteristic. And you can sign the pink hat, and everybody who signs the pink hat, we will send a donation to the Apraxia Foundation of America in your name. Without you having to spend any money, we'll just send a donation in your name. Now, there's never been a better opportunity for you to get out of the house. If you're in Corolla or Duck or anywhere on the Outer Banks, tomorrow at 1:30, join me at First Light on Sunset Boulevard in Corolla, North Carolina. The information about the location is on my Facebook page of Walter M. Sterling at Facebook. Walter M. Sterling at Facebook. It's one of those promotions. It's not a promotion. No one's paying for this. We're not getting anything out of it. That's how I know it's my show. I never get a damn thing out of it. It's guaranteed.
Sterling on Sunday presents another poorly conceived last-minute event. Lunch with Walter tomorrow.
If you bring a bad T-shirt, we will make sure you get a brand-new drive-through brew T-shirt, which is the hottest thing on the Outer Banks of North Carolina. It is the hottest thing. I'm hoping the message in the bottle is coming up the Atlantic Ocean from KDKA, WPHT, WMAL, WBAP, all of these great signals, KMOX, WLS, all of these giant signals in the summer. They hit the ocean and they travel on the ocean to the Outer Banks where you can hear this message. Well, this has been a very exciting show for you. I really think it's hard to beat. I mean, really, you think about it. Have you heard anything like this on the radio? Of course not. And when I say to great program directors throughout the country, why don't you put me on 7 days a week? They go, oh, gee, I'm really busy. I got to go. The greatest gift you and I can be given is a request for help.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday. All right. Right. Stay bright.